Welcome to the Great Outdoor Show on WLVL. Brought to you by Getsony Insurance, your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
All right. And good morning, folks. Today is Tuesday, March 14th. And this is the Ask the Pro with the greatest outdoor show ever with our very own Frank Campbell. Good morning, Mr. Campbell. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, Eric. Very well. I don't know what, the parameters are when we use... I'm back now. Good morning, Eric. Not sure what the parameters are that are being used to call it the world's greatest outdoor show, but... We'll take it.
Well, I've been dubbed the WLVL sports director, and that includes sport fishing. So it was an executive decision that I made all on my very own, and we're going to go with it.
Yeah, so I'm going to be a lot nicer to you. Now that I know that you're the bigwig in the sports department. Won't make fun of you in the morning or anything.
Oh, yeah. How's your eardrums doing?
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I mean, it's... in spite of the weather outside, there is some fishing going on, and, it's just going to be upward from here. The fishing's just going to keep getting better for certain species and more sought-after species. We're on the right track. It's March. It's the middle of March, and that signifies a lot of things when it comes to the fishing world and the outdoor world. Yeah, so we basically, have a time frame now where – we're looking for the water to start warming up, and it is. I was out in the lower river over the weekend, and the water is, in the 38 and a half degree range, which, there's a magical number that I've always said is 40 degrees. And what 40 degrees does for fishing is it really awakes a lot of the fish that, want that water a little warmer to get moving, such as the salmon. Salmon fishing is not far off. As a matter of fact, this weekend, on the river or out on the bar, there was a coho salmon caught. We caught some bass fishing. I mean, things that we're not usually catching this early, but with that water warming up, with lack of ice cover on Lake Erie, I think we're in for an early bite on a lot of these species. So if you got your salmon rods and reels ready, get them all lubed up and make sure the drags are working right and your boat's in order to get out there, because I think we're going to have a little bit of an early season coming up, and it's not going to be far off from all indications that I'm seeing, be it the number of birds that are starting to fly north for their breeding to, fish that are starting to show up. We're getting there, and it's just going to, in my opinion, I think it's all going to come at once. We're going to get rid of this, sloppy weather and colder weather, and it's just going to break, and we're going to be, full speed ahead when it comes to fishing, and it's not far off. I'm telling you, I can remember a long time ago when when I first started in the fishing world back in the 80s, a lot of times we were catching king salmon in the March or the end of March, down on the Canadian side. So don't discount the fact that this year might be one of those years with the water warming up quick.
Wouldn't that be fun? And of course, by Friday, we're supposed to be up to what, 48, 49 degrees?
Yeah, a balmy. That's why we're the Miami of the North right there.
That's right. Of course, there's an 80% chance of rain, but we won't talk about that on St. Patrick's Day.
Well, you know what? That's actually a good thing. I mean, if the weather's almost 50 degrees and we're getting rain, it's going to warm up that 38 degree water a little bit faster. And it's also going to put some water in the streams to get those streams flowing again and get some more fish in there. The steelhead will really key in on the fact that the water is going to rise and they're going to make their spring run. If they're not already in the creeks, they're going to come up in the creeks. So it's just going to enhance fishing when you get warm rain at this time of the year. I don't know if you consider 48 degrees warm rain, but it's warmer than the water that's in there now, and it's going to start spurring things on. It's really going to, ramp up things, in my opinion. I'm seeing a lot of bait fish in the river. I'm assuming that they're smelt. So we're going to see the smelt starting to, show up probably within a couple weeks along the shoreline of of the lower river, and in, to lesser degree, some of the streams actually still have a small smelt run. So we do have some interesting stuff going on in the outdoor world as far as the fishing, and you know, we're getting ready. I mean, when I'm catching bass in the middle of March, it's early, but it again, it signifies the fact that the, you know, the bass are starting to wake up. And you know, although we're not targeting them, we are catching them. Walleye were cooperative over the weekend, and they have been for the last couple weeks in the lower river. That season's set to close tomorrow, so you only got a little while if you're going to get out there, and you're going to deal with some snowy conditions if you go today. But, I mean, the walleye that we are catching were a lot of small males, which usually indicates that they're starting to get ready to think about spawning, and the bigger females usually aren't that far behind. So, you know, there's a lot of things moving at a faster pace now. As I said, one gentleman had posted a picture of a coho salmon that he caught, you know, at the mouth of the river, which usually is indicative of, you know, the coho is starting to feed. But once that bait gets into the river, you know, and in the mouth of the river, it's game on. And we're not far from it being game on. Lake Erie's going to, in my opinion, is going to warm up a little bit faster than Lake Ontario does this year. And we're going to have that scenario where the warm river water is going to attract a lot of the fish, and it's going to be a good year around the green can, the red can, and any water that the river influences. You know, it's going to be good fishing. So as I said earlier, you know, guys that are getting ready to start trolling for salmon, it's not going to be far off that you're going to see these fish starting to show up. And Lake Erie's open due to the early removal of the ice boom up there. There was no ice all winter, so they removed the boom, I think, about a week or so ago, pretty early. You're going to see the perch starting to really turn on up there, and you'll see, you know, the thousands of boats congregated around Cattaraugus Creek. But one thing that I would mention is the fact that, you know, a lot of these guys key in on Cattaraugus Creek, but there's also some good perch fishing to be had around the Buffalo area if you do a little bit of homework. I mean, a lot of the guys that are highly successful when it comes to perch fishing, they take their time and they look around. They might not fish for the first hour and a half they're out there. They're reading their graph. They're finding these fish on the bottom, finding some bait, and then they're starting to fish. And that's when they get this lights out fishing. A lot of the old timers, you know, that aren't graph, you know, I guess in the knowledge of, you know, reading their graph, would just go somewhere and wait for the school to come to them. The new school says, you know, go find them and then fish on them in bigger numbers. And you got to really realize that these perch will move around in Lake Erie. So a lot of guys won't throw the anchor anymore. They actually use their trolling motor and use the spot lock mechanism on the Minn Kota or the motor guide. And they're able to quickly move as the school starts dissipating or the catch starts, you know, lessening, and they're not, you know, marking as many fish. They're able to move and to find them. And, you know, you got to remember the things that influence these fish's movements as far as the perch are where that bait's moving, and they're influenced by the currents and by the wind, the way the wave action is, things of that nature. So, you know, it's a learning process, and you can really get to where you need to be just by thinking things out. If the, you know, the your lines are going one way as you're sitting still, you know the current's going that way,
right?
You know, same thing if you're drifting, don't sit in one spot after those fish move. You gotta have to move around a little bit and find them. They're not going to move far, but they're going to move, and you know they're moving because the bait's moving. So you got to be a little bit more mobile if you want to be super successful fishermen, as opposed to the old days where they anchored and waited for them to come again. You're following the fish, so it's a little different time.
Whole new ball game, a little different time.
Yeah.
That's something. Hey, folks, you're listening to the world's greatest outdoor show here on WLVL with our very own Frank Campbell. And this morning's program is sponsored by Getzoni Insurance Agency. Just wanted to bring that up for all of your insurance needs. Hey, we have a call. What do you think? You want to take it?
Okay. Any screening?
Well, I don't know. What do you say? Good morning, Bill. We have the world's famous Bill Hiltz Jr. on line one of the Niagara's Choice Voice line. Good morning, sir.
Good Good morning. Can you hear me okay?
Absolutely, Willie. We can hear you fine. How are you doing this morning, Mr. Hiltz?
I'm not too bad. I got a little tired of listening to you ramble on, and I figured I'd call in and get some good information.
What's that, where the chicken wings are on sale?
Yeah, they have gone on sale in a few places.
Yeah, I know. Price is down. So we appreciate you calling in, Bill. You're always full of great information. One thing that I quickly want to touch on, you know, a lot of people have followed you for a number of years, as have I. You know, you're a little bit older than I, so I did read your stuff back in the day. But, you know, you have a column in the Buffalo News, and you're still doing that and doing a great job of letting people know what's going on and some great interesting stories that follow not only the information, but there's been a cutback. There's been a cutback in the frequency of your articles appearing in the Buffalo News, and that's gone from weekly to biweekly. And, you know, if people are upset about that, you know, my suggestion is to contact the news, contact them through email or give them a call and say, hey, you know, I really like the fact that I could read Bill Hiltz's column every Sunday, and, you know, it's no longer available every week. So, you know, as with anything else, the squeaky wheel gets the grease, and, you know, you got to squeak a little bit and let them know that, you know, you're not 100% happy with it. So I just wanted to throw that out there. I know that, you know, that's not coming from you. That's coming from me and, you know, a lot of the other sportsmen in the area that we, you know, are really disappointed the fact that we can't have a weekly report from you.
Yeah, if I could interject with that, you know, number one, kudos to the Buffalo News for their outdoor coverage. And at one point, they actually increased the amount of outdoor coverage. They gave me a full page every Sunday, plus the fishing beat every Thursday. And they weren't just picking on me when they cut back. This was several months ago. They cut back all freelancers. A certain percentage. So out of all the choices that I had, we decided that going with a column every other Sunday was probably the best move. You know, it's less work for me, of course, but, you know, I don't have as many opportunities to help tell stories. And because we had a column on the Erie County Federation of Sportsmen's Club last Sunday, the next column I'll have is the 26th, March 26th, and that will be on something that I'm still collecting more information on. But, you know, April 1st is the traditional inland trout opener. And there's some important information there because of some of the policies that have taken place within DEC. For here in Region 9, Western New York, they had to send out a total of 82 letters to help cover 269 parcels of streams. And those parcels all received some type of stocking. And after it was all said and done, only 29 came back as either being interested or giving DEC permission to access the streams. Another 19 said no, and 35, there was no response. So based on the attitude now in Albany, a no response means that you don't have access. It means you can't receive stockings in those bodies of water. So as a result, there's going to be less stockings in Region 9. And you know, they're trying to help change that. But, you know, less access means less stocking, means less places to fish. And those are important considerations for us as we move forward into this relatively new year. You know, April 1st is that inland trout opener, and a lot of people look back to that. Unfortunately, a big part of the angling community is starting to age out, yep. And we don't have that April 1st tradition as much as we used to. So hopefully we can get those numbers back up as far as number of areas to fish, as well as the stocking numbers. You know, those stocking numbers will reduce because a lot of those numbers are based on angler use. So, you know, that's going to be my column on the 26th. And this is just information that the outdoor community will be losing by going to an every other week. And, you know, whether or not your voice will be heard, I agree with you that the squeaky wheel gets the grease. And hopefully they would bring it back, because they have been very responsive to the outdoor community. Newspapers are becoming dinosaurs. You know, everything's going online. And hopefully we won't lose that. But, you know, if you look around the state and around the country, at a time when everybody was either reducing or eliminating outdoor coverage, the Buffalo News was increasing it. So, you know, hopefully things will get turned around, and, you know, it's everybody's prerogative to let your voice be heard.
No, exactly. And, you know, it's, as you said, you like to get information, but you like to get timely information. And a lot of this stuff, it's probably going to impact what you're able to put in the paper, because obviously something that happened, you know, the day after your column comes out isn't going to be relevant 2 weeks from that, you know, that point. So at least in some instances. So yeah, I agree, people. If you wanna see that, you know, coverage get expanded back up to where it was, you know, you gotta let them know that you were reading it and that you're disappointed in the fact that, you know, it's gone downhill as far as the number of times that it's you know, being produced or being put in the paper. Definitely the Buffalo, you know, you gotta give them kudos for the fact that, you know, to run this column, because a lot of times, in other areas, I speak with a lot of the media guys, and, you know, they used to be, reporting on different stuff in the outdoor columns that they had, and they're gone. Like you said, you know, they went the way of the dinosaurs. So, you know, in one aspect, you got to give props to the Buffalo News for keeping this running, because I think it's important. And the other thing is, you know, you got to say we feel like we lost something.
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, sure. So,
gentlemen, just for one minute, I have to break. Have to break real quick, Bill, just for a real quick ad from our sponsors here, Gazzoni Agency. We'll be back after this brief message.
Your local Progressive agent presents the 30-Second Podcast. It was a crisp fall night. The moon was full, the air still, and Sophia was coming home from a party when suddenly it hit her. If Joe bundled and saved with his Progressive agent, maybe she could too. Find out if you can save when you bundle. Call the Gazzoni Agency at 716-631-0363. Online at buffaloinsurance.com. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliated and third-party insurers. Discounts may be limited.
All right, and we're back. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Ask the Pro here on WLVL 1340 AM, streaming worldwide at WLVL.com. We are joined with our very own Frank Campbell, and we are honored to have on the phone Mr. Bill Hiltz, Jr. Gentlemen, I dare say, carry on.
Yeah, Bill, so, you know, as I said, you know, the Buffalo does a good job covering the outdoors, and we appreciate the coverage that we do get, but we feel that, you know, as an outdoor community, you know, we're being underrepresented by, you know, letting the column run every couple weeks. And, you know, it's sad, because you have Erie County, which is probably the mainstay of the paper, and they actually sell the most fishing licenses in the state, you know. So that in itself tells me that it's an important aspect of, you know, the way of life in Erie County for a lot of people.
And hunting licenses.
Yep. Yeah, no doubt,
so
you cover both.
Combine the two. Yeah, Erie County is number one in New York State.
Yeah, and that's pretty impressive, no doubt about it. So I did see where the, you know, the Niagara County Federation of Sportsmen Clubs had had their awards this past weekend, and, you know, you really want to congratulate the guys that won. But, you know, you oftentimes hear, you know, this guy should have been doing this, or, you know, this guy should have had the award, or this guy. Well, a lot of times we just don't know about these people or don't hear about these people. But if you have someone to recommend, you know, either reach out to myself or Bill or any of the clubs in general, and, you know, make that known, you know, this guy or this lady really deserves it because, and, you know, they'll definitely be taking into consideration the following year. I just wanted to put that out there because I know every year I hear about it after the fact. You know, oh, well, this guy would have been a great, you know, a great candidate for that that award. And, you know, if we don't know about it, we can't, you know, we can't at least nominate him at that point. So, you know, I did want to put that out there for you.
Yeah, and that's a good point. The Nard County Federation of Conservation Clubs is actually the grassroots to the umbrella or parent group of the New York State Conservation Council. And they represent roughly 25 different clubs throughout Niagara County. And every year they do an awards banquet to acknowledge the people that are getting the work done in the trenches, which is important. I've always thought giving these people these awards, it's a small token of our appreciation for some of the hard work that they do. And each and every one of these guys and girls would tell you that they don't do it for the accolades. They don't do it for the awards. But it's nice to pat them on the back from time to time. And if you look at the award winners for these are from 2022. Even though the award ceremony is 2023, looking at some of the work that they've done, every one of these award winners is well deserving. And a lot of people don't even realize that these awards are given out year after year. A bunch of the names on that the awards are named after, a lot of people probably don't even remember those names.
Yeah.
For example, Mike Fox. You know, Mike is somebody that has been working behind the scenes to help with those pen projects you were talking about in the Lower Niagara River. And he was probably the main person to get that tank project going.
Yep.
And I know the tank project's on hold right now, but it helped prove that it could be done, that we could rear salmon in a tank project. And it could be beneficial for a lot of different ports or locations, not just for salmon, but maybe for some other species. You know, Mike finally is being recognized for the work that he has done. And that was the Milford Pinky Robinson Memorial Award. I don't know if you remember Pinky, Frank.
Oh, absolutely. You'd have to, and to add to that, you're doing something special and you're probably a pretty good person in the outdoor world to have received that award in the past.
Sure. And some of the other award winners, just to mention them real quick, the club of the year is the North Forest Rod and Gun Club in Lockport. You know, great supporter of the shooting sports, but they also have that shoot and hoot program for
women
the ladies,
in the outdoors, yeah.
Which is outstanding. I don't know of another club that does anything like that, and they need to be recognized. Ed Pettit with the Second Amendment Forever group that operates out of Newfane. Ed Pettit is from Newfane, and he was the Sports Person of the Year, the Oliver Jones Memorial Award. Tim Gunther at the 3F Club down in Lewiston, he runs the youth program. So he won the Carl Lass Memorial Award. They say it's for Youth of the Year, but he runs the youth program, taking over for Dale Shank, who we lost last year. So, you know, these are all great awards. Nathan Verhag, one of our conservation officers, he was given the Ken Burnham Memorial Award and the John Daly Memorial Award for top elected official is Sean Fody, a relatively new legislator from Newfane who took over for Dr. John Syracuse. And Tim Hornburg, the late Tim Hornburg, who was the town supervisor at the town of Newfane, he's getting the Victor Fitchley Lifetime Achievement Award. And the John Long Senior Memorial Award is going to Creek Road Bait and Tackle in Lewiston, Youngstown. And the President's Award is going to Dave Witt of Lewiston, longtime treasurer and supportive guy behind the scenes, again, getting the job done. And the Don Bronson Memorial Wall of Fame, that's the Conservation Wall of Fame for Niagara County, that's located down at Cooperative Extension in Lockport. If you're driving into that center entranceway, on the right-hand side is this brick wall. And that's the Don Bronson Memorial Wall of Fame. And two inductees. One is an old-timer, Victor Fitchley. He passed away many years ago, but he was a former president of the Federation, and he did an awful lot for conservation in Niagara County. And somebody you know, Ernie Calandrelli.
Hey, Captain Ernie.
Of Youngstown. And he's going to be named to that Don Bronson Conservation Wall of Fame, which, you know, he's already received the Vic Fitchley Award for Lifetime Achievement. He's always out there. He's a charter captain and a longtime employee of Quaker Boy Game Calls. And he's still out there helping take kids hunting and veterans hunting and volunteers for different fishing-related charities. He's still getting the job done, and he's going to be honored on that conservation wall.
Man, that's a lot of awards, but you know, everyone that you mentioned is certainly deserving, and, you know, there's probably people out there that are just as deserving that, you know, weren't honored this year, but could be next year or could be the following year. And I think it's important to keep this tradition going and, you know, giving out these awards, you know, just gives them, like you said, a little pat on the back and a little acknowledgement of the good work that they are doing, you know, and letting them know that somebody appreciates them, I think, is important.
There was two that I missed, and I don't want to leave them out because they are both important awards. They're both supporting hunter safety education, one for firearms, one for archery. The one for archery, which is the Steve Fountain Archie Lowry Memorial Award, went to Brian Tierney of Newfane, and Christopher Dane of Cheektowaga is receiving the Firearms Hunter Safety Training Award, named after James Reed and Donald Meyer. So, you know, an impressive list. You know, if you're familiar with the outdoors, these are all great awards. But I agree with you, Frank, that there's a lot of other people that are just as deserving, if not more so, except somebody has to nominate them. We have to know about them. And Chris Schatz, the president of the Federation, along with Mike Johannes, charter captain for On the Rocks Charters, they are co-chairs for this awards, and those are the people to talk to if you wanted to nominate somebody from 2023 for the 2024 banquet, which will also take place the first quarter of the year.
Yeah, and you want to know what, Bill? You know, I'm just thinking about the banquet. The banquet itself is actually a pretty nice event. The food's good, and you know, the conversation's good, and you're with like-minded people when it comes to the area of conservation and the outdoors. You know, I just I'm recalling something that at one of the awards that I went to, somebody showed up with a seal.
I heard about that one.
I think National Geographic was called on that.
So if somebody out there wanted to attend this banquet, and you might be able to get in if there are seats available. It's going to be at the Brookside in Newfane, and ticket price is $40. But Chris Schatz is the person you need to call at 260-7462. And if you call him, you might be able to snag a ticket, and you need to pre-register anyway. I think the deadline is sometime this week, and the banquet itself is March 25th.
Yeah, I think the deadline was yesterday, but there may be some room, you know, considering it's St. Patrick's Day week, you know, maybe they got a little wiggle room for people.
Well, that's why I said you should call today.
Yeah, yeah,
you
exactly.
know, I agree with you. The deadline was yesterday, but, you know, you might be able to sneak in.
Yeah.
Not sneak in, literally.
that's left
for that's
you.
What you've been known for.
Yeah.
Sneaking in to avoid the ticket price.
What was that number again, Bill, for people who want to write it down?
It is 260-7462.
Very, very good. Very good information, you know. And, again, if you want to possibly attend the, you know, the award ceremony for the conservation clubs, you know, this is the night, this is the dinner coming up. And as Bill said, you know, reach out to Chris Schatz. Going back to the inland stream stocking, Bill, you know, one point that I want to make is, you know, it seems like a dying tradition that people get out on April 1st for trout, just because we have Great Lakes tributary fishing for trout available pretty much. You know, there isn't a close season on them, and you don't have to wait till April 1st. And a lot of the techniques are changing. You know, you see more and more people center pinning. Center pinning seems to be the latest and greatest fad for the last couple of years, overtaking fly fishing tremendously. But I started to do a little fly fishing a couple of years ago, fiddling around, and it's actually pretty cool, it can be productive, but it's a nice way to spend an afternoon. And, you know, don't discount the fact just because you're doing it one way, the other way isn't, you know, shouldn't be or isn't, you know, just as important to somebody. Or, you know, it's not your grandfather's way of fishing is what I'm getting at. You know, if you have the opportunity on April 1st when a trout do open, get down there and, you know, try it out. If it's not fly fishing, then, you know, dunk a worm or a minnow or whatever it takes. You know, interestingly enough, I do believe we have some the shocking coming up for some of these creeks to, you know, take a look at the populations and things of that nature. Do you have any info on those, any information on that?
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact. Just received a release from the DEC on their sampling of rainbow trout at Naples Creek. That's going to take place on March 23rd, starting at 9 a.m., and it is a very popular event that's open to the public. They usually get hundreds coming out, and it's right near, just north of the village of Naples at the Route 245 bridge. And what they do is they do some electroshocking, and this does not harm the fish. It just stuns them a little bit to allow them to be able to, you know, record the fish's length and weight and gender and what spawning condition it's in. And then the DEC Region 8 offices will release that information prior to the April 1st opening of the Finger Lakes tributary season. So, you know, this is taking place in Naples. And Naples Creek is a very important tributary in the Finger Lakes. A lot of people might not realize that the Finger Lakes tributaries are closed until April 1st, unlike the other inland tributaries that are open year-round. And this time of year, it's catch and release only. But the Finger Lakes tributaries are closed until April 1st. And Naples, if you've heard of Naples, you've probably heard about their April 1st trout derby that they have every year. And that's usually a sure sign that spring is here, and hopefully Mother Nature will cooperate. But, we're getting more snow right now. So, you know, it certainly puts a damper on things. But, yeah, I agree with you, Frank, that from the standpoint of getting out there and sampling some of these inland waters, it's a different type of scenario. You know, we've got something that I was totally shocked at. I did a story on the brook trout fishing just in Region 9, and there were something like 335 different streams
Wow.
that had brook trout fishing.
Wow.
Just in Western New York here. You know, when you think of brook trout, you think Adirondack.
Yeah, would have never guessed that.
totally shocking. And a lot of these are hidden gems. A friend of mine, Mike Kelly from the Syracuse area, he's done a book on Western New York trout streams. And if you're interested in doing some of these, I'd recommend getting that book because, you know, he does uncover some hidden gems that kind of points you in the right direction. It doesn't tell you exactly, but it points you in the right direction. And you know, a big part of the inland trout fishing is uncovering secrets and finding spots that you yourself personally can connect with. So all cool stuff that you need to keep this in mind, especially as you get older. You need to share with your kids or your grandkids.
Yeah, it's an opportunity to keep traditions alive, but also start new traditions. And, you know, with that many brook trout and the other streams that have browns and the other streams that have rainbows, there's an endless opportunity there for people who love to trout fish. You know, and you would be shocked at the number of these streams that hold decent sized trout, you know, 20, 22 inch trout. They're not all stocking, you know, 9-inch fish. These fish have made it through a year or two or several years and they're getting bigger. And, you know, the opportunity's there to catch some big fish. I think every year during one of the derbies down there, you know, there's some pretty nice trout caught. And, you know, it's in areas that you wouldn't think would be, you know, holding these fish this size. So, you know, take advantage.
And, you know, we were talking stocked areas. There are quite a few inland streams that have wild trout fisheries. And these are some of the ones we're talking about. And they have some impressive, you know, they're not like a 15-pound Lake Ontario brown trout. But, you know, if you catch one over 21, 22 inches, that's a big inland brown or rainbow. One thing I want to point out is some of the stocking schedules are already out. They're already starting to stock the Region 9 streams.
All right, Bill, just before we get into all the stocking schedules, we do need to take a real quick break here. We got just about 9 minutes left of the show. And we're going to hear from our sponsors, Getzoni Insurance Agency, for bringing this program to you this morning.
Your local Progressive agent presents the 30-Second Podcast. Marco cruised down the coast on the perfect day for a motorcycle ride. Little did he know what was waiting on the other side. A lively chat with his local Progressive agent, where he learned that Progressive is a leader in motorcycle, boat, and RV coverage. Find out more about protecting your adventures. Call the Getzoni Agency at 716-631-0363. Online at buffaloinsurance.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
When you need to know. Niagara County's information station.
And we're back. For your listeners who may have just joined us here recently, you are listening to the world's greatest outdoor show with our very own Frank Campbell. And we have a guest on the phone, Bill Hiltz Jr., talking about fishing today. Go ahead, men, take her away.
Bill, you were going to suggest something about the stocking opportunities?
Yeah, well, I was. And the Randolph Hatchery, which supplies a lot of the fish for Western New York here, they have a stocking hotline. And I want to give that at 358-2050. And it looks like stockings are going to start around March 20th. So just to give you a heads up, 358-2050. And you can find out what's going to be taking place here in Western New York. And I don't know when your next Ask the Pro show is. But I just want to give some people out there a heads up that the Niagara County Bullhead Tournament is going to be starting April 14th this year. And it's a little bit later than what we normally have it because of Easter. So it'll be April 14th at 5 p.m. and it'll run to April 16th at 1 p.m. And if you wanted to find out more information, give Eric a call at 628-60-
Yeah, and that's a pretty, in my opinion, that's almost like the start of the fishing season. When you get the bullhead starting to bite, and there have been a few caught, but this is probably prime time for that bullhead tributary fishing for them, or you know, right in the lake where the tributaries enter.
Sure. And a lot of it depends on the weather between now and then, but with things keeping a little bit colder, I actually saw that Lake Ontario dropped a degree from yesterday to today. Lake Erie and Lake Ontario are both at 37 degrees. So, you know, it won't be too long before you're going to be out there catching bullhead, catching brown trout along the shoreline. Those cohos will move into the bar, as you alluded to, that there was a coho caught by one of the captains on the bar.
Yeah, and you know, just touching on something that we talked about earlier, there are tickets available for that Federation banquet, and you can reach out to Chris Schatz at 716-260-7462, and I believe we have a call coming in.
We do. Let's see what we got going on here. Good morning, caller. You are on with Frank Campbell and Bill Hiltz, Jr. How are you this morning? What's your comment?
Oh, I'm just peachy this morning. Just a little information on the stocking and the brook streams that have come out that probably hasn't been released yet. But the state is going to discontinue stocking some of the brook trout streams that they don't have an easement, or the landowners have changed and don't allow access to the waters in that stream. The state's no longer going to stock them streams.
Yeah, we actually did cover a little bit of that earlier, the fact that, you know, depending on their response from the landowners, there is going to be some limited access to some of these areas.
Yeah, I had a list of them. I don't know what I did with the list. A good share of them are down in the southern part of the state. I know one creek that they stock is Bone Run Creek down in Cat County. That creek there, they stock right off the two bridges that cross the road there, and the one part of it flows right into state game lands, and the other part flows through private property, and the property owner did give them permission, and they put a sign up that they have access to both sides of creek to fish that.
Oh, good.
So that's one that I know of for sure, but there's a few other ones that if they don't have access to them or an easement on it, they're not going to stock this here.
Yeah, and is there a way that people can access that list as to where, you know, where they're able to or they're not able to fish anymore, Dale?
Mike Clancy may have that list if anybody wants to get a hold. It might be on the DEC website. I don't know if it's up yet, but they can get a hold of Mike Clancy, but they want to do it shortly because Mike Clancy, our fisheries guy, along with Ken Bazinski, our head of the wildlife in Region 9, are both retiring.
Oh, really? Okay. So you're giving us information that I didn't know. So
yeah, I've seen Mike and Ken both at the Western New York Environmental Federation meeting Sunday, and I didn't know what Mike was going to retire, but he said he's retiring also.
Well, that's a big loss, and I know the DEC always has a hard time replacing those people, so hopefully they have somebody in mind and in line, and we don't lose a step here. It seems like we always take two steps forward and one step back.
Between both of them, there's a lot of years of experience, both in the Fish and Wildlife Division.
Yeah, now you know I know Mike has done a lot for you know, the stocking in the area and the fishing regulations that we wanted to see, and yeah, hopefully who's ever taking his place, you know, is able to fill his shoes and is workable as Mike has been down the, you know, down.
That's
the line.
What we can hope for.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, have a good one.
Thank you, Dale.
Thanks, Dale. All right, Bill, you still with us?
Yeah, I am. And,
okay.
And Dale had mentioned Mike Clancy. He's the Region 9 fishing guru. And if somebody wanted to try to talk to him, 372-0645.
There you go. There you go. Bill, you're a wealth of knowledge. All these numbers you remember, right? Keep keeping the back of the brain. You know,
Yeah, I still have a few brain cells left.
You know, the one of the things is, you know, after Dale said that Mike's retiring, I mean, we've been through some good guys, but Mike is one of them. And, you know, he's always been a big advocate for what's going on here in Region 9, both in Lake Erie and Lake Ontario. Big loss. I don't know who they have, you know, lined up to fill his shoes, but hopefully it's filled quickly and, you know, we don't lose a step with that person as, you know, we did with, you know, Mike from Paul McEwen, which were both great people to work for, so, or work with.
Sure. Yeah, I'm not sure who we have left down there. I know Scott Cornett, he's the Inland Stream guy. He's been around for a long time, and he does a great job, but, you know, I guess it'll be up to them.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they have that in the works, and, you know, maybe Mike can hang on a little bit longer and get us to where we need to be with the fishery every year.
Sure.
So we really appreciate your time, Bill. You know, thanks for coming on board and enlightening us to all that's going on in Western New York, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Okay, sounds good. Have a great day, guys.
All right, you too. Thanks, Bill. Bring chicken wings next time. All right. So Frank Campbell, thank you so much for doing the show with us this morning. Very, very informative stuff. We look forward to doing it again in the very near future. We'd also like to thank GetSony Insurance Agency for bringing this program to you this morning here on WLVL 1340 AM and WLVL.com. Final thoughts, 30 seconds.
You know, get out there and enjoy. Even though the weather's not perfect, the fishing is good. And, you know, it's a great time to go out, bird watch, take a hike, whatever it may be. Get yourself ready for the better weather coming. So until next week, we'll talk to you then.